Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what we got this week, right? Thursday.
Hold on, Thursday of this week.
I do know. PGA Championship.
$20 a man because we didn't have a winner.
$20 per man.
Sweet.
We didn't have a winner for the Masters because no one had Scheff.
You realize we haven't gotten a bonus in quite a while. $20 per man is, I mean, it's a lot. That's a lot of dough.
You're doing okay. Don't worry about it.
You get free rolled all the time and win tournaments at MGM National Harbor.
I mean, not all the time is a stretch, but I mean, it has
I said free roll.
I know you're a degenerate. You love it just as much.
I do like gambling and games of chance. Yes,
and even though it's golf, you hate, but it's a golf sweat for the PGA Championship, which of course starts Thursday. So we'll do that on Thursday morning. We'll do our pool. We have to get
one
Anna
Euro,
back.
One non.
Who else was in it?
Mo.
We got to get Mo.
I
and
thought Anna.
Anna
won.
Or no.
Mm-mm.
She was looking good. I think so. After the first day or two.
I don't think she had Scheff.
No. She did not win.
So same with
he definitely did not win.
One American, one non-American.
Correct.
Yeah, just need to make sure.
Who's hot right now? Who won the tournament this weekend?
Well, K.H. Lee won it.
You're not going to bet on him. But Spieth was one back.
Yeah.
Who's K.H. Lee?
Niemann was playing great until yesterday. He played like a 14 handicap.
And that was one of my guys in the Slider Cup, and I was none too pleased when I saw the results.
Schauffele played great.
Who didn't play great? I saw those scores.
Who didn't?
Did you see it was like 26 under.
Oh, I know. It was a joke, of course, for them. But, you know, some of those guys, you know, shot 4 under. They were out. Mm-hmm. Sam Burns was terrible.
Hey, Valdez, I'm hoping you help us post a score like that at the Purple Heart Open. We're just about a month away.
Got to gear up.
It's coming.
Everyone expect the tiger penis picture this week.
Yes.
All I know is that the tiger videos were out yesterday, and it was kind of bizarre because at Southern Hills there, they seem to have it kind of open. So there were fans like following around on a Sunday. I don't know how they got on the course. I guess they were selling merch.
Was Tiger wearing red?
Nope. He was wearing white. I can tell you what he was wearing. He was wearing white pants. He was wearing the FootJoys again. Yeah. And he was wearing a green shirt. He actually looked silly.
You know who looked silly, but his golf game didn't quite match was, did you see Lamar Jackson over the weekend?
No,
He caused quite a stir.
It was the first time he's ever played, right?
I mean, it was first time he ever played, and he was posing on the green with a tee in the green.
Why?
And he had like a 6-iron on the green. He doesn't know what he's doing.
That's how he thought you'd get the ball in the hole.
Nuh-uh, really? Swear? He really didn't know?
He didn't know. He said that's what I hit at Topgolf all the time.
He reached out to Tiger. He's like, hey, Tiger, I can use some tips. Get back at me.
So when he should have been putting, he put a tee down on the green.
And he had like a 6-iron instead of a putter. It was a knee slapper.
That's pretty funny.
Well, the good news, first of all, there were two developments regarding the PGA. One, you had Tiger out there getting his practice round in. He's clearly playing. He acknowledged afterwards that his leg is significantly stronger than it was at Augusta.
Now, he's buying all the leg sleeves this week. He's buying them all.
So look for Tiger to be a little bit more competitive. Lakava said the endurance is the biggest thing that they're noticing. Because the game is solid if he's fresh and ready to go.
Kava greater than La Kava.
See how he plays. The other issue is Mickelson was in the event as of last week, but he pulled out on Friday. I think it was Friday evening. He officially withdrew.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back on the we don't know when we're going to see Phil again bit.
Yeah. I mean, will it be at the U.S. Open or will it be at the Open?
It's kind of a big deal.
See him in London.
Or maybe we see him in London.
He's the defending champion. So even though he's been through crap, you would think, I mean, he would want to be there, obviously.
Sure. Defend his title.
You know, how many more opportunities is he going to have to, you know, pull a, you know, a rabbit out of his ass again? That's probably the last time. But
yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see when we do see him. Something else is obviously going on. I know he's obviously got the controversy with the Saudi stuff, but
I think it's mostly stemming from that.
Did you hear the Phil rumors?
But that's not going to go away.
No, he needs to address
it. He's eventually going to have to talk about it.
Yeah.
What are the Phil rumors, Valdez?
There's two Phil rumors that are circulating out there.
All right.
Number one, he is not in good form at all. He's shooting. He's playing like a 10 handicap.
Okay.
He's shooting 80 at the farm out in Cali.
All right.
Also, the rumor is that Phil was trying to build like a new house in Jupiter and move to Florida for tax purposes. Mm-hmm. Well, the rumor is Phil sold that plot of land. So something's going on.
Is he trying to get his cash together?
I don't know if he's trying to get cash together. I don't know why he's not moving there. But those are the two Phil.
You're very up on your Phil rumors over there.
What did you think of the video of Tiger? I'm sure you saw.
I'm Seiss. Of course, I'm Seiss. And this is a winnable event. I think this is more winnable than Augusta for Tiger.
Well, certainly after coming off that, not having played.
Are you threatening retirement again? Or was that just a one-time Masters bit?
I think it was just the Masters bit.
We'll see. See,
I'll let you know Thursday if I announce.
See how he feels.
If I announce retirement.
But
he looked.
Did you see the video of him climbing the hill towards the green? Mm-hmm. It looks like some of these greens. I don't know Southern Hills by heart, but some of them have these nice crests. He was walking up a steep hill. He looks awkward. Walking up the hill.
The leg's bent. That's why.
Yeah. He just has a weird posture to him, but he's tackling it. It's fine. He says his leg is significantly stronger, so I expect that will be much less of an issue. So it'll be fascinating to watch.
I don't think it has as many hills as Augusta.
They say it's a difficult walk still.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think, even though it's called Southern Hills, I'm not sure if it's as hilly as Augusta.
This is why I'm high on Tiger this week, is that this course, you have to be a great iron player in this course. It's not necessarily you have to be great off the tee or putting, but it's an onus on your iron play. And who's the best iron player in the world?
Well,
Tiger Woods.
Nice use of onus, all these.
Yeah. I think on the first hole, he was hitting an iron off. It was a par four. He was hitting an iron. So, yeah.
Anytime he's in the field, it's just a more interesting week.
It makes it more compelling.
Yep. It's just more interesting when he's there.
Try.
And it starts Thursday, Cakesy, and you'll have sweat, multiple sweats.
I will. Yes, I will.
You'll have Slider, and you'll have our own pool here.
You are correct.
And by the way, Anna had Cam Smith and Morikawa at Augusta.
She had a good
sweat.
So
Cam was in it, obviously.
Yeah.
But no one had Scheff.
Who were like on Fan? If you go to FanDuel, who are the odds on favorites this week?
Rahm
and Scheff and all those guys.
Rory's like 15-1.
JT's always up
there.
Why
do they have Rory so well? He hasn't been playing that.
Who's a good long shot for Drabby?
Like in third.
Drabby, a 70-1 shot you're looking at? 75-1 maybe?
No, that's dependent on advice from others. So.
Oh, okay.
Here are your current odds. Your Scheffler and Rahm are both 11-1. Rory's 14. JT is 16. Morikawa, DJ, both 18. Cam Smith's up there. Spieth. So all the
same
standard
characters.
Names. Yep.
JT hasn't won in a while, right? Or he's been in the mix, but he hasn't been.
Yeah, he played well this week, but yeah. I mean, he had to be 27 under to win, or 26 under.
It's nice to watch him. But Ricky's not qualified for this, right? Is it another major that Ricky's missing?
I don't think Ricky is in this field.
Right. It's a shame, man.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Coming up next, Tim Bontemps, national NBA writer for ESPN, will join us as we get back into the NBA playoffs here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.